Here is the latest news from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom and the Associated Press. I'm Nick Johnson. Huron County is taking proactive steps to address surplus prescription drugs with a special event this Saturday, April 27th, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Residents are encouraged to participate in a drive to safely dispose of unwanted medications. This special day of collection is because of a partnership with the DEA in an effort to reduce surplus prescription drugs that are commonly found in our households, remarked Kelly J. Hansen, Huron County Sheriff. The drop-off point at the Sheriff's Office, located at the main entrance off South Street, ensures accessibility for all county residents. Unfortunately, we are only able to take pills and patches, but not items such as syringes or inhalers, Sheriff Hansen explained. However, we will also accept vape pens or other e-cigarette devices as long as the batteries are removed. Devices with non-removable batteries cannot be accepted. Since January 3rd of 2011, the county office has collected unwanted prescription drugs during regular business hours with overwhelming community support, around 2,310 individuals contributing nearly 1,925 pounds of medications. For those unable to participate on Saturday, disposal services are available during regular business hours. Residents can contact the county office at 989-269-6500 for more information. Jeannie Henry's dedication and service to Huron County were recently lauded at a gathering hosted by the Huron County Democrats. With 18 years of steadfast commitment as a member of the County Board of Canvassers, Henry's invaluable contributions were celebrated with a certificate of distinction accepted graciously by her husband, Charles Henry. Evelyn Conkright, a colleague of Henry's on the Board of Canvassers, had the privilege of presenting the award, representing Huron County Clerk Lori Neal. Conkright warmly commended Henry's profound impact, emphasizing her deep knowledge and unwavering dedication to safeguarding the integrity of elections within the county. "I'm proud to have served alongside Jeannie for several years and learned so much from her. Jeannie knew everything," remarked Conkright. Henry's enduring commitment to upholding democratic principles and ensuring fair and transparent elections over her 18 years of service has undeniably left a lasting impression on Huron County. And we will be right back with more news for you right after this.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Authorities are seeking public assistance in identifying a suspect involved in the recent bank robbery at the Sunrise Family Credit Union in Essexville. The FBI, in collaboration with the Hampton Township Public Safety Department, has released new photos of the alleged perpetrator and is urging anyone with information to come forward. The incident occurred on Tuesday, April 9th, at approximately 10:30 a.m. The suspect is described as a slim-built man in his 40s, standing between 5 feet 10 inches to 6 feet tall. He was wearing a black hat featuring a white American flag logo, a black hoodie, black jeans, tennis shoes, and a white KN95 face mask. According to reports, the suspect brandished a semi-automatic pistol and threatened a bank teller to hand over money. He left the credit union with an undisclosed amount of cash. The FBI Detroit field office, in conjunction with local law enforcement, is actively pursuing leads in this ongoing investigation. Out of air and pinned by an alligator to the bottom of the Cooper River in South Carolina, Will Georgitis decided his only chance to survive might be to lose his arm. Georgitis told the Post and Courier of Charleston he put his feet on the gator and pushed as hard as he could. He says he somehow ripped his arm out of the alligator's jaws instead of off. Georgitis was attacked on April 15th as he surfaced. He says he has seen gators before in the 30 or 40 times he has dived at that spot, but never had one come after him. Georgitis suffered a broken arm and has tons of staples from the wounds. And that has been your news for this hour on WLEW and WHST. I'm Nick Johnson. For the latest Thumb Area news anytime, visit our website, thumbnet.net. And the temperature here at the station is 55 degrees. The wind chill takes it down to 53. Wind speeds are from the southwest at 7 miles per hour, and the humidity is at 36%.